Nearly 30 years ago, a nonprofit called the Institute for Sustainable Communities, the ISC, came to life in Vermont. Their mission was to collaborate with community-based groups in order to nurture sustainable development.
The first experiments were almost entirely in Central and Eastern Europe, in emerging democracies. In fact, for the first 15, 17 years of ISC's 27-year history, almost all of the work we did was in places like former Soviet Union, former Yugoslavia, where I worked previously for ISC, Bulgaria, Hungary, Poland, places like that.
That's Steve Nicholas, vice president of ISC. More recently, he says the organization has turned its attention to American cities and has created a new initiative called Partnership for Resilient Communities.
Milwaukee's Walnut Way Conservation Corp is one of six organizations around the country that's received a $150,000 grant to install solar and other green infrastructure projects. They'll also get technical support from the ISC.
Steve Nicholas met Walnut Way staff and neighbors recently to get the initiative rolling, and he also sat down with Lake Effect Susan Bentz to begin by explaining why the ISC expanded its focus to places like Milwaukee.
I think the motivations for that were, yes, we had been working almost entirely internationally, and we kind of had the instinct that the kind of work that we do could be helpful to communities right here at home. And I think we're 10 years in. I think that our instinct was correct there, especially, frankly, in the current political climate nationally. Also the turn to climate disruption, climate change, was we just feel that's one of the most urgent challenges that we face as a society, as a species, and we wanted to be involved in helping to meet that challenge.
So Walnut Way was selected for your Partnership for Resilient Communities project. So are you 10 years into that?
No. This Partnership for Resilient Communities is about a year old. It's relatively new. So the way it worked is we first created a list of what we consider to be high opportunity urban communities in the U.S. And by that we meant places where we thought there was a big opportunity to have an impact and to get results, but places that we feel have been historically underserved by organizations like ours and programs like ours. And we felt Milwaukee was in that category. So Milwaukee ended up on a list of about 25 cities across the country that we invited to apply to participate. Then it was a very competitive process. We actually have had three rounds of competition. So in this most recent third round, as in the previous two, we received more than 50 applications. And the Walnut Way proposal just stood out, you know, for a number of reasons. So Walnut Way is now part of, you're right, a kind of a partnership, a cohort of six organizations in six urban communities. The others are Detroit, Baltimore, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and San Diego.
So Milwaukee, the city, has an Office of Sustainability. Actually, that's not the name anymore. It's Environmental Collaboration Office.
ECO, right.
So did that application come through that office?
No. I think that office was involved in letting Walnut Way know that the opportunity existed and then was involved in helping them develop the proposal, building on a partnership that they already have. And in fact, one of the many things that we loved about the proposal and love about Walnut Way is that they do have a very strong partnership with the city government and with the sewer district and with many other local partners. Mm-hmm. But we're grateful to the city because we've been working in the U.S. for almost 10 years now, so we now have a network of about more than 3,000 local champions from more than 700 urban communities across the country in our network. But that network so far is dominated by city officials, and so Walnut Way may not have otherwise heard about this opportunity if it didn't go to the city, and then they did some outreach of their own to community-based organizations here in Milwaukee. So we're grateful to them for that.
So is that a thrust of the project that you want to get to the neighborhood level?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the thrust of the Partnership for Resilient Communities is we're focused on helping community-based organizations that are, in particular, those that are working in historically underserved and marginalized communities. I mean, obviously, those six places are different. There are two things that are common across the six. One is that all six of the organizations in the Partnership for Resilient Communities are working on specific on-the-ground neighborhood scale projects related either to installing solar energy and or installing what's known as green infrastructure, which is a variety of ways of helping the urban landscape do a better job of absorbing rainwater so that it doesn't cause as much flooding and water pollution. Green roofs, community gardens, pocket parks, man-made wetlands, that kind of thing. One of the many things that stood out about the Walnut Way proposal is that they came in and proposed to actually do a series of both projects. So they're going to be doing 2, 3, potentially 4 solar installations in the Lindsay Heights neighborhood, as well as 1, 2, or even as many as 3 green stormwater infrastructure projects. So we like the fact that they were doing both kinds of projects, that they had a suite of projects that were that are very close to ready to go toward implementation. We love their track record of success, which is impressive.
What your team brings to Walnut Way is technical advice, guidance, and but also some money. And you said you're not always in a position to dole out cash. You're usually looking for it yourselves as an organization.
That's true. We're fortunate that in this case, the assistance that we're able to provide to Walnut Way and these other 5 organizations includes financial assistance in the form of a grant to them. Strategic advice, technical assistance, for example, training is something we'll be providing over the course of the 18 months or so. And then also, I think importantly, because we're a national organization and we have a pretty robust national network of communities and experts, we'll be able to, we think, help connect Walnut Way to some of its peer organizations across the country and to some of the national expertise that can help it be even stronger and more effective here in Milwaukee.
So one of the things that Walnut Way has going for itself is the orchard that we're just next to. It looks great even when it's frozen.
I have to come back when there are peaches on those trees.
Right. but a landscaping operation that's grown a lot over the last few years. So in terms of that, of the Blue Skies Landscaping Group, what could this project bring to that job-creating venture?
It's a great question, and we've spent a fair amount of time over the last couple of days talking about some of the possibilities there. I should say that the existence of Blue Skies as part of Walnut Way was another part of the is another part of the organization and the proposal that really kind of blew us away. I just think it's a terrific idea where they're training and creating employment opportunities for people right here, you know, in the neighborhood. There's just so much power in that model. The ways in which, I mean, several ways in which we will or hope to be able to help Walnut Way grow Blue Skies. First of all, they will be doing, one or more green infrastructure projects as part of our project with them. And Blue Skies, of course, will install those projects. So they'll get kind of additional experience just in that way. We also talked a lot about what are some of the ways in which Walnut Way might expand on that model and grow Blue Skies. And we learned in this trip that they probably need better equipment. They probably need a proper shop, which they don't currently have. So there's some capital infrastructure needs they have. And so we'll be looking at ways to help them through this project and maybe even possibly beyond, since this project is relatively constrained in terms of the timeline. Another aspect of it, which I'm fascinated by and we just started to talk about, is, you know, what's known as workforce development, the ways in which individuals are trained to do this kind of work and connected to job opportunities. So one thing we talked about is looking at the way, you know, job training and workforce development is currently done. Are there some promising practices or lessons learned in green workforce development elsewhere in the country that we could connect Walnut Way to that might help them, improve their approach to doing that?
So I know we talked to up to 4 solar installations and several green infrastructure projects. Is there early talk of incorporating, whether it's under the umbrella of Blue Skies or another arm of job development, to create a solar installation training mechanism through this?
It definitely came up in conversation. I think it's definitely on people's minds.
I would think it is in the other cities that you're working as well, that are taking on solar.
Yeah, in fact, there's an organization in Baltimore called the Living Classrooms Foundation that we are supporting through this Partnership for Resilient Communities. And they are doing workforce development, training local residents in a very poor neighborhood of Baltimore in solar installation, doing it with and through a local partner, a solar developer that specializes in installing solar in low-income neighborhoods and training low-income people in solar installation called Power 52. And so one thing we're going to do for sure is just connect Walnut Way and Blue Skies with them and sort of see how they might help each other. So it's definitely something we're looking at. There's also a relatively new organization in town, the Cream City Conservation Center. And so we talked a lot about potential synergy between what Walnut Way wants to do and what that new organization is thinking about doing related to workforce development in both green infrastructure and the solar industry.
It was interesting, one of the Walnut Way people sent me a release that said that Walnut Way could become an environmental tour destination.
Well, yes, that's definitely in the realm of possibility, and many other things are as well. I mean, I just want to be clear. I mean, Walnut Way is already an amazing organization. They have an incredible track record. We do think that through this program, and they do too, I think, that we can help make them, you know, even stronger. I believe that Walnut Way can be a real national model for community-based, community-driven work that does a number of things at once. I mean, they do projects that make life better in the neighborhood. For example, the green infrastructure projects, not only do they green up and beautify a neighborhood, for example, by reclaiming vacant lots, but also they reduce urban flooding. And they also are, as we've talked about, creating job and training and employment opportunities. So they have all these multiple benefits. We believe that there's a lot of untapped potential for community-based organizations across the country to be doing this kind of work, and that if we can help Walnut Way do it more and even better and lift up their story nationally, that we can help inspire other organizations and other urban communities to improve in this way.
Steve Nicholas is the Institute for Sustainable Communities Vice President of U.S. Programs. WUWM's Susan Bent spoke with him during his visit to Milwaukee and Walnut Way Conservation Corp.
It's one of six community-based organizations in different cities selected to work with the ISC. Lake Effect will keep you posted on Walnut Way's progress over the coming months.